making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Thursday, December the 14th, 2017. I'm David Knight. You know, I've been talking a long time about the real threat to our country is not from the Russians, no matter what they may do, and they do things that are in their best interest and against our interest. They do things that are hostile to us. There's no doubt about that. Every country does. I mean, we can find European countries that are engaged in hostile activity towards us economically or whatever. But nevertheless, the greatest threat to us is coming from our own government, from our own law enforcement, from especially the surveillance state that is out of control and politicized. That's the real story, the corruption. And I'm glad to see that mainstream media is finally starting to talk about this, even though they don't quite have it right. They may think that this is limited to one or two individuals. They may think that this is something that Mueller is going to discover eventually, even though he apparently doesn't know anything about it right now. And he will purge the ranks, or Rosenstein will. They don't understand that not only are these guys the usual suspects that you always see protecting Hillary Clinton and around Hillary Clinton, but that this is systemic. When you look at new news coming out now about HSBC. How many times now have they been accused of money laundering? There was a story just a few days ago saying, well, it looks like they've now gone past their probation period, so their stock rose on that. It looks like they've made it through this. Now another charge surfaces on HSBC. And who was on their board of directors before he became FBI director? That's right, James Comey. James Comey, on the board of directors of a bank that has been convicted of money laundering many times and, of course, never given any real punishment for it, just like Hillary Clinton. So this is the systemic corruption that we see in Washington. If people could take a look at this and understand that the Orwellian panopticon police state that is at the center of this is the real threat to Americans and our freedom. No foreign threat from Russia, China, anywhere else, North Korea, Iran. Everything else is minuscule compared to this threat against us. We're going to be talking to Stacey Washington today. She has something to say about the aftermath of the Alabama election. Also about what is going on with Obamacare. She has an article about some of the Obamacare taxes that need to be repealed, specifically the Cadillac tax. I've got a long list of Obamacare taxes that are repealed in this bill. And we've got President Trump talking to middle-class families about how much money they're going to be saving. I went to CNN and just clicked all the way across. And, you know, here's they had different categories, ranges of incomes that you could see. And you could see how the tax bill they projected was going to either save you money or cost you money by as a percentage. What percentage of taxes are you going to save? And it looked like the two middle income brackets were the ones that had the highest increase, according to CNN, who's still pushing the narrative that this is only for the rich. The rich didn't look too good on that. The highest one looked very bad. And you could see that the tax increases are, number one, front-end loaded for right now. And, of course, you know, I'm fine with that. We look out 10 years from now. We don't know who's going to be president. We don't know who's going to have control of the Congress. And if we get more Doug Joneses in there, we may not even get this through. Who knows? Immediately after the election, Chuck Schumer saying, can't vote on this tax stuff until we get Doug Jones in here, because he's going to vote against lowering taxes. It's absolutely amazing. One of the stories that we have to take a look at here is a writer who is excited about the fact that Doug Jones is like Bernie Sanders. Yes, he is. We've been trying to tell you that all along, and you got yourself caught up in this fake Washington Post generated scandal, and you didn't pay any attention to where the guy was on the issues. That's the amazing thing. Alabama voters have put in Bernie Sanders into the Senate. Unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, December the 14th, 2017. As we talk about the tax bill that is working its way through Congress, and we have a list of Obamacare taxes repealed, we can celebrate that. We can applaud that. If we can't get the GOP establishment to repeal Obamacare, maybe we can at least get them to repeal some of the taxes. But that depends, of course, unless they're going to wait until Doug Jones gets there. They may not get this thing through. If Doug Jones gets there, he's all for raising taxes because Doug Jones, if you don't know it, is a clone of Bernie Sanders. I'm not saying that. That's a liberal who is excited about that, saying he's a clone of Bernie Sanders. He's with us on all these issues. He's a progressive from Alabama. Yeah, that's right. You guys got totally gaslighted by the Washington Post. Washington Post got big win for the Washington Post. Got to hand it to those guys. Well, I tell you, they are liars and manipulators extraordinaire. They are professionals. The Post. Yes. And we've got more praise of the Post coming up in Steven Spielberg's movie coming out, just reminding us how important they are to the progressive agenda. They certainly are. But as we look at taxes being reduced, take a look at the fact that California is now looking at, what have I told you for the longest time? That they're looking at taxing us and tracking us by the mile. That is what's behind all the so-called squeaky clean electric car vehicles. You know, the things that don't have any emissions from the car. All the emissions are back at the power plant, so you don't see them. Isn't that great? Just kind of like the shell game, like Washington Post plays when it comes to politics. You don't see those emissions. I still think it was a brilliant analogy. A writer sent it to me. He said, since I've called it an external combustion engine in the electric cars because you don't have to see the combustion. You don't have to smell it. You don't know that it's there. It's all back at the power plant. He said, well, why don't we just do this? Let us keep our gasoline cars, our internal combustion engines, and we can put a big balloon on the tailpipe and we can drive around till it gets full, and then we'll take it to the power plants and release it there. And that should be okay because that's what's happening. And in fact, if you look at countries that were given a pass in the Paris Climate Agreement, countries like India and China, they were fine to continue to build at an incredibly fast rate. In some of these cases, China is building more coal power plants than most countries have total. They're building more in a year, and they were going to be building very dirty coal power plants, and they're going to be allowed to do that for quite some time before they even capped it, and then leaving it capped for quite some time before they reduced it. We would be reduced immediately, however. Our coal power plants, even though they're clean, they would be reduced immediately. But if you look at the carbon, quote-unquote carbon, that is coming out of these power plants, and you compare it to an internal combustion engine, you'd only have to get about 34 miles per gallon in India to do better than having an electric car that is running off of power generated by an Indian power plant. And in the United States, even, it's 55 miles per hour, which 55 miles per gallon, which is why they want to get rid of diesel engines, because diesel can do much better than that. especially with some new innovations that were on the way before they came after Volkswagen started jailing engineers who were making executives who were behind the diesel that would get up to 100 miles per gallon, started jailing them over a supposedly lying to the EPA. Even worse, I guess, than lying to the FBI, lying to the EPA. So California is going to put a tax by the mile on drivers, because after they got you moving over to those electric cars and paying lots of money for the electric cars that aren't going to last as long as an internal combustion engine, and you're going to pay a big premium for that, now they've got to find a way to tax you. So they're going to tax you by the mile. And anybody that bought a high fuel economy car, they will now be penalized as well by the mile, because they want to track you by the mile and they don't want you to own those cars. How many times have we said this? And of course, it's going to come first from California. Where's it coming from first? California. They'll be the first ones to ban human drivers. They've already banned internal combustion engines. So, it just keeps coming. And, we're also going to be talking about, finally, many in the mainstream media are starting to see that the real problem is our politicized FBI and their surveillance system, but not seeing that clearly enough. So we'll break that down a little bit more for you. Let's take a look at some of the Obamacare taxes that have been repealed. And before we do, we had President Trump bring forward a pastor and his family, a middle-class family, talking about how much money they were going to save under the tax reform that is now going through Congress. Here's President Trump and the pastor.
Leon and Maria Benjamin are pastors of New Life Harvest Church, and it's a beautiful church in Richmond, Virginia, and they have three wonderful children. Under our plan, they will get a larger tax refund to help them pay their bills. They'll receive a tax refund this year of $3,000. Leon and Maria, I would love you to discuss your middle-class tax cut a little bit with the millions of people watching right now on television. You do very well. We're very proud of you, and it is indeed a beautiful church. I got to see a very, very nice picture. We'll have to get there someday soon. Thank you. Come on in. Please.
He's calling his wife over because she stayed behind.
Thank you, President Trump, you know, for inviting us here. You know, on behalf of the Benjamin family and, of course, Richmond, Virginia, we represent a cadre of many families across the nation. African-American families, urban communities, and families all across need this now. And it's time for a change. And it's time that we recognize that our president is making good on his promises. Thank you, Mr. President. God bless you, and we'll continue to keep praying for you and your team as you move forward and forge ahead with this new future in America. God bless you.
He can be my minister anytime.
Okay, so you just heard him say they're going to save about $3,000. The American Health Care Act that was passed by the House yesterday, reduces taxes on the American people by over $1 trillion. Remember that Affordable Health Care Act that we got from President Obama that is bankrupting the country, bankrupting the middle class? Nothing affordable about it, and it doesn't provide health care. It's not even providing health insurance very well for most people. But $1 trillion in taxes, and yes, it is a big tax bill. That was Obama's legacy. It wasn't health care. Obama's legacy was a massive tax bill. It wasn't Obamacare. It was Obama tax. And this House bill would repeal some of the taxes. Listen to this, in case you don't know how many taxes got put on by the Affordable Care Act. The Obamacare individual mandate tax, the Obamacare employer mandate tax, the Obamacare medicine cabinet tax, the Obamacare flexible spending account tax, the Obamacare chronic care tax, the Obamacare HSA withdrawal tax, the Obamacare 10% excise tax, the Obamacare health insurance tax, the Obamacare 3.8% surtax, the Obamacare medical device tax, the Obamacare tax on prescription medicine, the Obamacare tax on retiree prescription drug coverage. How are you going to make health care affordable when you tax health insurance, medical devices, drug prescriptions, retirees. And then you put an excise tax on top of that as well. I mean, it's tax on top of tax. And if you total up all of these, and each of these are billions, or in some cases hundreds, more than $100 billion, altogether, it's $1 trillion. This is the insanity of the Democrats. But we're going to get more. We just voted for another Bernie Sanders from Alabama. Oh, boy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this December the 14th, 2017. A little bit of Christmas cheer there, but there is no joy in San Francisco. The streets of San Francisco, as a robot force was unleashed on the homeless in front of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. That's not the... They're not trying to prevent cruelty to humans. They're perfectly okay with that. They didn't like the homeless camping out in front of there, so they stuck robots on them in San Francisco. The people who are there to prevent cruelty to animals. We have seen this so many times before, haven't we? All the people who save the baby whale but kill the baby humans and sell their body parts. That's the typical California response. And they have the homeless there that they think is a problem. So they put this robot out there. It's a Nightscope K5 security robot. No relation to me, of course. That was out there to deter homeless people. Thing looks like a Dalek from Doctor Who. They were forced to take away this machine. It weighs 400 pounds, and they were threatened with a $1,000 a day fine. That was the response of the government there. But the other people who were there on the street, perhaps homeless people, or perhaps people who just don't like, the creepy robots on the streets, started putting barbecue sauce on its sensors. They knocked it over a couple of times. They put a tarp on top of it. And then they put feces. They smeared on the shell. And I guess that hit the fan. And it is now gone off the streets for right now. So people said, hey, you could have given the money that you spent on buying this robot. You could have done something for homeless shelters. But anyway, that's the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, not Prevention of Cruelty to Humans. They're going to be perfectly fine with that. And if you think that the elitists are going to be using these robots to help us cross the streets, you got another thing coming. This is the way this is headed, and we're going to see more of this as we move along. I want to get to the news here. You won't believe who got picked to replace Al Franken. And we even have now Star Wars being criticized as part of the Me Too. Yes, we have a virtue signaler, a male feminist who is now taking on the Star Wars franchise because it is Anakin Skywalker was sexually harassing Padme here. So, Princess Amidala. I'll tell you about the details of that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have our massive Christmas savings have started at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, CellForce, that works to fight the dangerous reactive oxygen species and toxins in your body. We have an introductory price of 50% off of CellForce, and we have a lot of our most popular products also on sale. We have BrainForce Plus, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver formula, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, that's our storable food, with a shelf life of 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO food. The packaging is excellent. You can even reseal it once you open it. And we also have 50% off of a wide variety of products, things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, our multivitamin, multi-mineral formula that you can drink instead of taking a lot of pills. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, all these 50% off. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, DNA Force is 33% off. Alpha Power is 50% off. That's a new product as well. That's our introductory price on that. And Prostaguard, 50% off. Take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Well, you know, Dan Rather, if you're a millennial, you may not even remember this guy. He's been gone from the scene for so long. But those of us who are older, unfortunately, know Dan Rather rather well. We know that he was at the center of the efforts to take down George W. Bush. And whether or not you like George W. Bush, the tactics that they used in this were reprehensible. And that was the thing that took him down. But he had been telling people lies about all kinds of things for a very long time. That was part of the Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird oligarchy, I guess we could call it. It's not exactly a monopoly. But you had CBS, ABC, NBC, and they had a, between the three of them, that little oligarchy was the mouthpiece for the government, specifically the CIA and these other people. So the CIA saw them losing influence and power. Of course, it was DARPA that created the internet. They created it as a psychological manipulation tool going way back. If we want to go back and look at the history of that, look at the history of DARPA. A great source on that is the Pentagon's brain. I explained the Jason scientist to you. Link Leiter, the guy who was a psychologist who designed DARPA, wasn't an engineer, wasn't a computer scientist. It was a psychologist who designed the internet. But they saw all this coming. NQTEL, the venture capital company of the CIA, got involved in the big media companies, their foundation. They want to have a media oligarchy for the internet with the social media companies like Google, like Facebook, like Twitter. And so it's no surprise, really. I tweeted about this yesterday when I saw it. You can find my Twitter account, Libertarian. I put out, the Young Turks are talking to Dan Rather about hosting a show for them. And, of course, the Young Turks are the premier featured news show of Google. They love the Young Turks. When they go to the political conventions, they were sponsored by YouTube and so forth. And so I said, well, it looks like the Young Turks are adding an old jerk. And I think that's what they're going to get. I don't know. I don't know exactly how Dan Rather helps them at all or how that helps Google with their dominance. Maybe they think it does. Maybe they think it does. Maybe he's gotten to the point now where CNN, ABC, CBS, and others are so bad that maybe they think Dan Rather looks comparatively good. I don't know. I don't think it's going to sell very well. And who is going to replace Al Franken? They're anxious to get him out of the Senate, aren't they? You know, he had that press conference where he didn't really resign. He said, in the coming weeks, I'll resign. But, you know, we've got these problems with Roy Moore and Donald Trump, and they're the really bad guys. And all these charges by women, you know, a lot of those were false, and the rest of them, I don't remember them that way. So he basically called his accusers liars while presenting himself as a champion of women. He said he was going to resign, but then, maybe not. He hasn't done it yet. They're anxious to get rid of this guy. And oh, by the way, you know, we talk about the Alabama aftermath. Don't forget that Al Franken, did recount after recount after recount after recount to get into the Senate. They're trying to push him out. So the governor of Minnesota has announced his replacement, Tina Smith, a former vice president for Planned Parenthood. Oh, there you go. That's who we want, right? Of course it's going to be a woman. And it's just in time, we should point out, that California, where they came after the Center for Medical Progress that did the undercover video showing that Planned Parenthood was involved in selling body parts of babies that they aborted, that it was a very lucrative thing for them. They just fined these two companies $7.8 million and shut them down in California. DV and DaVinci, they're related companies to each other. And yet they're still coming after the whistleblower because the whistleblowers will always get the criminals to come after them. What's unusual is that they would actually shut down the criminals. That's the first time I've seen the criminals being shut down. But they're still going to come after the whistleblower. You can count on that. And now we're going to have the vice president of Planned Parenthood taking Al Franken's place. Yeah, that's what the Me Too thing is going to get you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Keep on dying. Welcome back. I'm David Knight. The Guardian had an interesting story today. Since we have Star Wars coming out this week, dark forces will be unleashed, they say. Fire Temple versus the Mumbai Metro. They're saying that if a construction project goes through as part of the metro in Mumbai, that these are Zoroastrian fire temples. They have a petition that has been signed by 11,000 people. And it says that this construction project, the metro, would breach the magnetic circuits of the Zoroastrian fire temples, diminishing their spiritual powers and unleashing dark forces. They say the temples are living, vibrant intermediaries between God and mankind. And if these holy fires are defiled, the backlash from nature will not spare those responsible. And when I looked at this, I couldn't help but notice actually not so much a connection to Star Wars as a connection to Governor Jerry Brown. It sounded exactly like Jerry Brown's just take out the Zoroastrian fire temples and talk about the environment and talk about Jerry Brown being a Gaia worshiper. You know, the earth, Trump has unleashed the fires. That's what they're saying. Holy fires are being defiled there. And Trump has unleashed these. Trump has no fear of God, said Governor Jerry Brown. And so, he may worship Gaia. He may worship the,
the nebulous climate as he defines it. But yeah, it is a religion, and it is amazing how similar the religions and the superstitions of the so-called climate scientists are to this particular episode. Let's talk about sexual harassment, because that's what everybody wants to talk about all the time, isn't it? We got Tavis Smiley. We got a state congressman who committed suicide after being accused of sexual harassment. I don't know if that's true or not, or if he was a former pastor. Maybe it was just maybe, you know, when you commit suicide, and instead of defending yourself, it makes it look like it actually happened. Maybe he had other issues. He blamed it on PTSD. They saw the text that he put out on Facebook. Somebody called the police. They pinged his cell phone. They got there. They found him. He had committed suicide. But there are four congressmen that still remain in Congress despite sexual misconduct allegations. And they're not even calling, counting Al Franken in this, because he has indicated that he may resign, but hasn't done so yet. But he's still there as well. So it's actually five. But these guys are in the House. Three Democrats, one Republican. Reuben Cohuen, Democrat of Nevada. We've also got Blake Fahrenholt, a Republican in Texas. We have Gregory Meeks, Democrat, New York. And Alcee Hastings, Democrat of Florida. Still remain in Congress, even though they have had these accusations, and in some cases they have had taxpayer money being used, as in the case of Blake Fahrenholt, $84,000 worth of taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit. You know, when I look at all of this, and I have a news article here somewhere, I can't seem to find it, but there was an article about former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert. There's been a new order that has come out from the judge in his case, the judge who was looking at him and jailed him for financial crimes, because, of course, the people in government have recused themselves from really facing any penalties for pedophilia. They put up a three-year statute of limitations in most places on pedophilia. In some places, it is a certain period of time after the victim reaches 18 years old. But in most cases, it's just 3 years. And so these guys face no persecution for that. So that's why they came after Hastert, and they came after him for a non-crime, a financial crime of taking his own money out of his own bank account and saying that he'd structured the withdrawals. And again, I've said this many times, that should not even be a crime. But it shows how easy it is to use financial crimes to come after somebody. That should be a lesson when we look at President Trump. If you wanted to make the case that the government ought to be able to spy on everything that we put into our account, you could say that you're trying to avoid taxes on income by structuring your deposits or something. But I can't even understand how they could make the argument about anti-money laundering by saying, well, he's taking this out in a way to avoid detection. They shouldn't be looking at our withdrawals. It's none of their business. And that's why people are moving to cryptocurrencies, to get out of this spy system, out of the central banking system that is built on this fiat currency and mandates from the government wanting to watch and see everything that we do. And, of course, Bitcoin, you're still exposed to that. As John McAfee said, I think you're going to see people moving in a direction for real privacy. There are cryptocurrencies out there, and he pointed to Monero. There are other ones out there that will anonymize who sends the money, who receives the money, and even the amount of money. All those things are anonymized in the transactions. And I think people are going to eventually go there when they realize how they're being watched, how they're being controlled by the government. Right now, the criminals are doing that because they know that they're being watched. But I think ordinary people need to understand the danger from that as well. But the point about Dennis Hastert was the judge said that he put some new restrictions on him, and saying that he is not to be allowed. This is something that's new. He's already served his time for the money crimes. And when he was charged, the judge called him a sexual predator. What does that have to do with taking money out of the bank? Well, nothing, actually. I mean, he was taking the money out to pay off a guy who was going to blackmail him. But now the judge, after he's been out of prison and he's under the care of somebody for a probation officer, they've now put some new restrictions on him. So he can't be around any children said he is a serial child molester. So what is still going on? And when I looked at that story, I thought, I wonder if maybe Dennis Hastert, who was Speaker of the House for the longest period of time, understand the $17 million slush fund that they put in there for congressmen to cover up what they were doing, having you pay $17 million. That goes back over about 20 years or so. That would have covered the time, some of the time that he was Speaker of the House. I wonder if they used that slush fund in Congress to cover up Dennis Hastert's crimes. I really wonder. We need to find out who they covered up. We paid for it. We need to know what is going on there. But of course, as we see Nancy Pelosi and others virtue signal about how they're on women's side, she's still part of the cover up, isn't she? She was there while all this stuff was happening and she's still covering it up. I want to talk about the hashtag MeToo stuff and how insane it's getting. And of course, as I've said, they're going to be coming after President Trump. We all know that. Roger Stone pointed that out yesterday in an article that was picked up on the Drudge Report. We'll talk about what Roger Stone had to say as well. But when we look at the insanity of it, and it's going to be Me 2.0, because they're even coming back and trying to relitigate these charges that were part of the election when President Trump stood there. And we looked at those charges and we said, especially the ones from people like Gloria Allred, we said, it doesn't look credible. And so people dismissed that. Not because they didn't care about sexual harassment or women. It's because those specific charges we didn't find to be real. So, but it's taken on a life of its own. And a good example of this is USA Today. And they have a opinion piece here. Why Anakin Skywalker should have been removed from the Jedi Order for sexual harassment. And this shows the insanity. Not that they would put this into a movie, but the things that this writer, a guy, finds to be a problem in here. He says, Skywalker's role in the destruction of the Jedi Order and the establishment of the Galactic Empire is the impetus for ensuing movies in the franchise. But there would be no bad guys if the Jedi Order had removed from its workplace a predator from their ranks. Members of the Jedi Council should have removed Skywalker from the Jedi Order after his many missteps while protecting Senator Padme Amidala. If they had, Chancellor Palpatine would have been unable to leverage Skywalker into destroying the Jedi Order, dismantling democracy, and creating the first galactic empire. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why, what he did that was so horrific that he should have been removed from the Jedi Order. This is crazy, folks, and if we let this stuff go on, it's going to bring everything down in the society. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, December the 14th. I have a great way for any burgeoning filmmakers to make money here coming up. A great concept film for you. So stay tuned here. Right after we tell you how to support InfoWars, I'm going to tell you how to make tens of millions of dollars shopping this script around to Hollywood. So just one moment here. But before I do, I want to tell you about the massive Christmas sales that we have begun at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many of our most popular products 50% off, things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, that's our introductory 50% off, and 50% off another new product, Cell Force, which we've just introduced, helps to fight oxygen species and toxins in your body. CellForce is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have sales on BrainForce, Silver Bullet, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, and DNA Force. You'll find those sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, if you want to make a lot of money, so you can buy more InfoWars products and help your friends and family to get healthier, or prepare. But if you want to make a lot of money, this is the perfect high concept pitch for Hollywood executives right now. It really taps into the zeitgeist of Me Too, and it would let them also distance themselves from Harvey and present themselves as the film studio that is anti-Weinstein. They could virtue signal to everybody. And here's the essence of the pitch. And this is the tagline here. And the most important thing too, if you're selling a film, you know, you've always got the title, you've got the, individuals, you've got to get a couple of big stars, put them on the cover, and then you've got the tagline that gives you the hook to bring people in. Here's the hook. The Jedi Council's inability, or just fill in, you don't have to use Jedi Council, that's trademarked already, but you have to come up with something else, some other sci-fi council. The Council's inability to remove a toxic, misogynistic predator from their ranks ultimately brings down their downfall. So there you go. Hoisted by their own male toxicity and misogyny. That would be the perfect pitch right now. That's exactly what you need. And that's the pitch that's being made by this USA Today male feminist pitching his virtue signaling what he's doing. I told you before that he goes back and he looks at Star Wars and he says, yeah, he had Anakin Skywalker was sexually harassing Padme Amidala, Princess Amidala. And here's the case that he makes for this. Strike one. Skywalker, officially assigned to protect Amidala from an assassination plot, begins crossing professional and personal boundaries as soon as he's alone with her. You thought that this was rated like, what, PG or something? No, no, no. This is something that is not for kids. Kids should not be allowed to see this. She flat out tells him, don't look at me like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And he simultaneously offers a facetious apology and undermines her own position of authority over him. Oh, okay. Strike number two. Even during meals, he is relentless in his pursuit of Amidala. She attempts to make light conversation about Skywalker's Jedi vows, but he uses this polite discussion as an opportunity to pounce, declaring that he can't be with the people that he loves. And so he's saying, I can't be with you. But that's sexual harassment in this guy's imagination. It's an unhealthy obsession. So that's the problem, he says. You know, talk about a power dynamic, he says. Whoa, this is awful. Strike three. He is still Padawan learner, and he's not yet a Jedi Knight, but he's not content with threatening Amidala's sexual agency, but insists on undermining her professional authority as well. And he says, you know, since we met as a child, a day hasn't gone by when I haven't thought of you. Oh, gee, that would be like something you would send in a Hallmark card, right? But this guy says, that's just plain creepy. You know, like Judge Roy Moore asking somebody out at the store, would you like to go out on a date? No. Oh, okay. That's creepy. That guy shouldn't be in Congress. And Skywalker should have been thrown out of the Jedi Council because he said, a day hasn't gone by when I haven't thought of you since we were children. Creepy. Absolutely creepy. And he finishes up by saying this. The Jedi Council's inability to remove the toxic, misogynistic predator from its ranks ultimately brings down its downfall. There's your tagline. That's your tagline. That is a guaranteed sell in Hollywood. And probably an Oscar as well. Because you would be virtue signaling whatever the social agenda of the day is. And that's the way you get an Oscar nomination in Hollywood today. This is Hayden Fry, a communications specialist. Where else? In Washington, D.C. That's exactly where this is all going. All right, let's take a look at the old ongoing attack against President Trump, because that's where the new attack is coming from. I mean, if you can go after a PG film like that and talk about that, you know, I think what you should do is you should have, I know a lot of people don't homeschool, but you probably should still try to educate your children a little bit, even if you put them in an institution. Even if it's a private school or whatever, you need to interact with your kids and talk to them. So I think now is the time that you should make like a little study unit with your kids, and you should talk to them about the dangers of inappropriate conversation between male and female, because actually pretty much all conversation between male and female is inappropriate. So they should just shut up and go away. And you could use Star Wars. You could go through and examine Star Wars in the light of sexual harassment. And it'd be a real educational experience for your kids. Be great. And then after you get finished, you could have a discussion with them as to what gender they would like to become. I bet you they'll pick female because all men are evil. All men are rapists, just like all white people are racist. So that's where we're headed with this. But that's the next step of the deep state against Donald Trump. They're building up to that right now. And you can see this happening within the last week or so. But let's take a look at where they have been. And of course, we had a hearing yesterday. We have some clips here from Trey Gowdy and from Jim Jordan. But before we get to that, I just want to point out that even yesterday, we played a clip from Andrew McCarthy. He's a guy who writes for National Review. And he's saying the real collusion was with the Obama Justice Department and the Clinton campaign. And I'm glad to see that even National Review notices this now. I've been saying it for over a year. I've been saying it while the election was going on. They were talking about Russian collusion. And I said, no, the real collusion is the deep state. And if the deep state, if there was any collusion, if there was anything there, as Bill Binney points out, the guy who was the technical head globally of the NSA for decades, he said, they've got all the records. If there was anything there, they could expose it right now, which they haven't done, actually. So that tells you something as well. Trump attorneys are seeking special counsel to look into the Justice Department links to the firm behind the dossier. And that actually from USA Today is surprising because it was kind of accurate. They're not investigating as most of the press puts it there. This is not a Mueller investigation. This is specific. They're saying, we want to know what's going on with this Fusion GPS dossier. This is something that is a lie. Everybody knows that it's a lie. It's a laughable lie. Intelligence agents who looked at this said it looked like a poorly written porno novel. And it didn't look anything at all like you would typically see. So it was a lie. The question is, who funded it? And the question is also, how was it used by the Department of Justice and by the FISA court? Was it used to get a warrant? Was this piece of fiction that was funded by political opponents used to get a warrant? That's what needs to be figured out. And here's the key thing. They're not investigating a person. It's the Democrats who are doing that. It's the Democrats who are investigating a person. They're investigating President Trump. Or they're investigating President Trump's family. And so this is a situation where we need to look at this dossier. It's a specific thing. It is a criminal thing that has been, a lie that has been abused to push forward this process as the basis of this process. And so the attorney for President Trump, one of the attorneys for President Trump, Jay Sekulow, says the focus is on the Fusion GPS issues with the DOJ. It has nothing to do with Bob Mueller. Exactly. But then you've got the Hill coming out and saying, conservatives are ramping up their tax on Mueller. And they're incensed about that. Well, if it's wrong to have a tax on Mueller, and it would be if you single out Bob Mueller separately and say, we're going to investigate this guy until we find the crime. Again, I've said many times, that is what Joseph Stalin did. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. But that's what Mueller is doing. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get information about Fusion GPS. There needs to be an investigation about Uranium One. And oh, by the way, if you investigated the crime of Uranium One, that would also give you information about Mueller, about Comey, about Rosenstein, about Obama. All of the usual suspects would be involved in that if you were to take a look at this. We're going to, when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the video clips of Rod Rosenstein's testimony, as well as some clips that I've had for several days about Chris Wray, the new director of the FBI. Those are clips that need to be seen to be believed as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to take a look at some of the testimony of Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Director of the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General, and the new Director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. They've testified the last few days before Congress, and Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan really got to Rosenstein yesterday, really laid out the case. We're going to play some of that for you, but also some of the comments about the new FBI chief talking about the stellar reputation of the FBI and his total confidence in Mueller and his investigation. But before we do, today it looks like the FCC is going to rule on net neutrality, that they may, this is the way people put it, they may rescind net neutrality. And again, remember that this is just a label. The Patriot Act is not patriotic. Just as Affordable Health Care Act is not affordable and it has absolutely nothing to do with health care, providing health care, they always come up with exactly the opposite. And I can't remember what they called the act that actually created the slush fund and hid the actions of these congressmen who committed sexual crimes or sexual assault. But it was something like the Accountability Act or something, you know, something like that. They always come up with a term. They always seize the high ground with the terminology that they use. So this is not about net neutrality, but people are absolutely furious and apoplectic about this. Really enraged. All the death threats that Twitter allows to exist against the FCC Commissioner Pai. Death threats against him, against his family. But of course, they don't shut them down. They allow that to exist. But here's what you really should be upset about. And it's a article on Zero Hedge by John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. The deep state's Christmas present to America. Surveillance that never ends. You want to talk about neutrality? Why don't you talk about privacy? Why don't you talk about protecting privacy? Because if you did, if the government didn't know everything about everybody and violate all that, then you would have neutrality as well, probably, because the corporations wouldn't be allowed to ferret out particular information from individuals or companies and shut that down. But of course, the real threat is not even coming from the internet service providers at this moment. They could set up a form of censorship. Absolutely. They could shut down traffic to a particular website like ours. I'm sure they're talking about ways that they can do that and getting congressmen telling them, you got to shut down InfoWars. You got to shut down the traffic to InfoWars. Yeah, that's one form of censorship. But we've already got the censorship that's coming from Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others who specifically look at an individual or even a subject or a point of view, as we pointed out before. People talking about DNC leaks, it was 500,000 tweets that they shut down. They shut down about half of the tweets about the DNC leaks because they didn't want people to talk about what had been exposed about the corruption inside the Democrat Party. They didn't want people to know about the corruption in Podesta's emails. So they shut down a quarter of those tweets about the Podesta emails. So they can look at it by hashtag, by subject, by individual, by keywords. That's the real censorship that you should be concerned about. But you should also be concerned about the surveillance state that will do the same thing to us, but will also come after us and make crimes out of things that should not be crimes, that will investigate the man. And the legal basis for two of the NSA's largest mass surveillance programs, PRISM and Upstream, is about to expire at the end of 2017. PRISM lets the NSA access your emails, your video chats, instant messages, other content sent via Facebook, Google, Apple, and others. And we've seen all the corporations and how they signed on to PRISM years and years ago in the Ed Snowden leaks. And then, of course, there's Upstream that lets the NSA scan traffic for the communications of tens of thousands of individuals that they call targets. And then they can use this however they wish. And as I point out to you every time we talk about this, Michael Hayden, head of the NSA, head of the CIA, said, we don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. You know, like President Trump and his transition team. So they can become politicized and Praetorian guards, like William Binney called them.
Matt
Trenton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we were saying at the top of the hour, everybody is upset about the fact that net neutrality, even though that is a misnomer, that net neutrality is going to be repealed, so we're not going to have a neutral net anymore. You've got the net being censored every way to Sunday, but you ought to be concerned about the fact that the NSA and others are violating your privacy. How about net privacy? Let's make that a rallying cry. True privacy would give us neutrality, because true privacy would extend to the people that you engage with, the corporations that you engage with as well. But let's understand, as we look at the special persecutor, because that's what he is. He's not a prosecutor. He's not prosecuting a crime. He is persecuting individuals. And now what they've tried to do is turn this around and say any criticism of this process is a personal attack on Mueller, says The Hill. Conservatives ramp up their attacks on Mueller. No, they're just saying we need to know information about Fusion GPS because we think that the dirty dossier was the basis for these the search warrant, if in fact there was a search warrant that exposed not bad people, as Michael Hayden, CIA NSA director, as he said, we don't look at bad people, we look at interesting people. And they found these people interesting. And that is the real crime here. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, at a press conference last week, said Republicans intend to investigate the unprecedented bias against President Trump that exists when we allow people who hate the president to participate in the investigations against him. The special persecutors that we have here are the manifestation of the corruption underneath it of the politicized surveillance state. We still haven't gotten to the root core of this. Yes, they're starting to see the bias that is here. But I don't think you're ever going to have the Republicans and Republican mainstream media ever talk about the problems that really caused all of this. And that is the politicized surveillance state. They want to leave that there. And they're hoping they can get their people in. And that's why the Democrats out there listening, and I'm not talking about the politicians, they're not going to do anything, but the politicians on both sides are going to leave this surveillance state here. And that should concern you. Because, you know, quite frankly, I don't want this kind of surveillance state that's being run by Obama or Hillary Clinton. And liberals shouldn't want this kind of surveillance state being run by President Trump or any conservative that might use it in a political way, because now it has become okay for the surveillance state to be used politically. And that is a great danger. The fact that this political surveillance tool, this surveillance tool that was supposed to protect us from foreign enemies, that's why they call it FISA. It was a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Created because they were already spying on Americans back in the 1960s. So in the 70s, you had Senate and House committee hearings, and they created the FISA Act to keep that from happening. But these protectors of America have turned their surveillance mechanism inward on us. And not just inward on the American people, but they have turned it on politicians that they don't like. And that's the real story. That should frighten Democrats and Republicans who live on Main Street, not on Capitol Hill. You should be very afraid of a situation like that. And that's really what we have here. It is a witch hunt. It has tremendous bias. And yes, that needs to be exposed. But it's the surveillance state underneath it. Until we get to that, we will never get to the root cause of it. But here's what Rosenstein said yesterday about the investigation when asked about it. Video number 8.
The department, the Office of the Inspector General informed Special Counsel Mueller of the existence of these text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page on July 27, 2017. The text you sent us last night. Mr. Mueller immediately concluded that Mr. Strzok could no longer participate in the investigation and he was removed from the team the same day. Did Mr. Mueller take appropriate action in this case?
Yes, he did.
Thank you. In testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, you said that you would only fire Special Counsel Mueller for good cause and that you had not seen any yet. Several months have passed since then. Have you seen good cause to fire Special Counsel Mueller?
No.
Thank you. If you were ordered today to fire Mr. Mueller, what would you do?
As I've explained previously, I would follow the regulation. If there were good cause, I would act. If there were no good cause, I would not.
And you've seen no good cause so far?
Correct.
Thank you.
So it's important for us to have this discussion as to how this whole thing would ever end or what would be deemed inappropriate behavior, because we don't have a law for the special persecutor. We had a special prosecutor law that expired 18 years ago, and they let it expire because they knew it would turn into a witch hunt. They'd already seen it turn into a witch hunt. They didn't want to have that. So we don't have a special prosecutor law. There are no rules or regulations. There is no process for this. So it is legitimate to ask the guy who seems to be in charge of this, who appointed these people and could fire them, what is the process? How does this work? We don't know. There is no law here. There's no controlling legal authority. Who's making up the rules? And Congress is playing along with this charade. Republicans as well as Democrats. They're pretending that there's some law, a special prosecutor law, and there isn't. We have a special persecutor. He has never had to go to an attorney general or the deputy attorney general and say, here's the crime I want to investigate. And then the attorney general, as he would have done under the special prosecutor law, would say, okay, we're going to appoint a 3-judge panel to pick a special prosecutor, and he's going to investigate that crime you just gave me. And then he's going to report to that 3-judge panel and to the public. And then if you think that you find some stuff that leads somewhere else and you have evidence of another crime, not that you want to investigate an individual, then we will take a look at that evidence and we will give that to the 3-judge panel and see if they want to extend it. We don't know what the process is here. You got Rod Rosenstein, who has long-term relationship with Mueller, with Comey, with these other individuals, and he's running this special persecutor. We don't know when this is going to end or where it's going to go. And there's no limits to it because it's not a crime that's being investigated. Let's go to Chris Wray, who was talking about how he's a new FBI director, what he thinks about Mueller.
Director, was Agent Peter Strzok the former deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI?
I don't remember his exact title, but I believe that's correct.
And he's the same Peter Strzok who was a key player in the Clinton investigation, the same Peter Strzok who interviewed Cheryl Mills, whom Abedin participated in the Clinton Secretary Clinton's interview. And he's also the same Peter Strzok who, now we know, changed Director Comey's exoneration letter, changed the term gross negligence, which is a crime, to extreme carelessness. Is that the same guy?
Well, Congressman, I don't know every step that the individual you mentioned was involved in, but certainly I know that he was heavily involved in the Clinton and email investigation.
Thank you. Is this the same Peter Strzok who helped was a key player in the Russian investigation, and the same Peter Strzok who was put on Mueller's team, Special Counsel Bob Mueller's team?
I certainly know that he was working on the special counsel's investigation. Whether or not he would be characterized as a key player on that investigation, that's really not for me to say.
The same Peter Strzok that we learned this past weekend was removed from the special counsel team because he exchanged text messages with a colleague at the FBI that were displayed a pro-Clinton bias. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Talk about the same guy. Okay.
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm not getting. Peter Strzok is selected to be on Mueller's team. After all this history, put on Mueller's team, and then he's removed for some pro-Clinton text messages. I mean, there are all kinds of people on Mueller's team who are pro-Clinton. There's been all kinds of stories. PolitiFact reported 96% of the top lawyers' contributions went to Clinton or Obama. But Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, interviewed Secretary Clinton, changed gross negligence, a crime, to the term extreme carelessness, who ran the Russian investigation, who interviewed Mike Flynn, gets put on Mueller's team, and then he gets kicked off for a text message that's anti-Trump. If he kicked everybody off Mueller's team who was anti-Trump, I don't think there'd be anybody left.
That's exactly the point.
There's got to be something.
Hold it right there. Yeah, that's the point. They kicked him off to virtue signal, to say, look, we're not partial. And they are, as Jim Jordan just pointed out. Jim Jordan has some great questions to the guy running the special persecution. Rod Rosenstein will have that when we come back. Stay with us.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We don't have a horse with no name. We have a special persecutor with no crime. And it just keeps going and going and going. But we have some interesting clips from Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan. I just played for you a clip from last week where the newly minted FBI chief, Christopher Wray, was confronted by Jim Jordan saying, so you fired this guy, Peter Strzok, because of some anti-Trump emails? But everybody in the special persecution is anti-Trump. It's like 96% of the people. You wouldn't have anybody left if you fired everybody that was anti-Trump. Their bias is clear. And as I have said and continue to say until the mainstream media starts picking up on it too, there is no law. There is no controlling legal authority, as Al Gore said. There is no special prosecutor law. So we have a special persecutor. There is no legal structure. There are no rules. That's one of the big frauds that nobody wants to talk about. And then underneath all of this is the conduct of the NSA for decades, surveilling the American people, especially after 9/11. It really ramped up. But going back to the 1960s, now why they even have the FISA Act? We knew the NSA and the CIA were spying on Americans. Instead of looking at our enemies, they're looking at us. Because why? We're their enemies. We're their enemies. And so PolitiFact may criticize Fox News and say that their pants are on fire because they had a commentator say that the FBI is America's secret police. That's the truth, folks. I'll tell you why here in just one moment. Before we do, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our massive Christmas sales, 50% off of many of our most popular products, things like Knockout or All Natural Sleep Aid, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. 50% off both of those. Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, and Alpha Power, new product, all those 50% off. And 50% off our new product, Cell Force. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many of our other most popular products like Brain Force, Silver Bullet, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. You'll find heavily discounted as well. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our massive Christmas sale. And, of course, you can still get things in time for Christmas. All right, is the FBI America's secret police? Well, they're part of it. There's a lot of other agencies, unfortunately, that we now have. We've got 17 intelligence agencies. And, of course, everything that any of the police do is a secret. I mean, we're still waiting for the video from Las Vegas, as I pointed out. Somehow, the video of the failed bomber in New York this last week, that got out right away. But we still haven't seen anything at all showing Stephen Paddock even in the Mandalay Bay Hotel, even though they got surveillance everywhere there. Nothing has come out of there except a bunch of lies. But is the FBI America's secret police? PolitiFact said it was pants on fire when an individual on Fox News said that. And PolitiFact doubled down and said the FBI is not a secret police agency because the FBI is run by laws, not by whim. Okay, so show us where the law is for the special persecutor that we have now. But this article by James Bovard from The Hill lays it out. And let's take a look at the FBI because it's not just what President Trump said, that their reputation is in tatters. Yes, it is in tatters. And we're going to have Democrat Nadler pushing back with the new FBI director. It's not really in tatters, is it? Let's push back against President Trump's tweet on that. But here's the reality, folks. Let's go back to 1924, as he's got in the article here, the history of the FBI. 1924, American Civil Liberties Union report warned that the FBI had become, quote, a secret police system of political character. In the 1930s, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court feared that the FBI had bugged the conference room where the Supreme Court justices privately wrangled over landmark cases. This is noted in the book Enemies, A History of the FBI. Oh, so you think it's a new thing that the FBI, that the NSA, that the CIA is listening to Supreme Court justices, perhaps blackmailing them? Is that how we got the weird decision on Obamacare? We had the Chief Justice write both the dissenting and the concurring opinion at different times, of course. Was that a blackmail? That's been suggested by many people, including yours truly. In 1945, President Harry Truman noted, "We want no Gestapo or secret police." The FBI is tending in that direction. So evidently, PolitiFact thinks that Harry Truman's pants are on fire. He doesn't know what's going on there. I would suggest to you that maybe PolitiFact either doesn't know or is trying to cover up what is really going on there. And then, of course, we have J. Edgar Hoover, a list of 20,000 potentially or actually dangerous Americans that he said could be rounded up and locked away in one of the 6 detention camps the federal government secretly built in the 1950s. And, of course, he was keeping information on Supreme Court justices, on presidents like Harry Truman and others, that he would use to blackmail. His secretary, after he died, went through and got rid of those files, came back in. Anyway, from 1956 through 71, don't forget the FBI's COINTELPRO program, where they had thousands of covert operations to incite street warfare between different groups, racially based as well. Oh, sounds kind of like what's going on with Black Lives Matter and stuff, right? Sounds a lot like that. Get people fired, smear innocent people, portraying them as government informants, or maybe today as people who have sexually assaulted women or made remarks like, "I have dreamed of you ever since we met as a child," like Anakin said to Princess Amidala, and now we've realized, just learned today, that that was sexual harassment. He should have been thrown out of the Jedi Knight, so we can get people thrown out of Congress far easier than that. Or to stick the IRS on people. That was part of the FBI's COINTEL program. But when President Trump says that their reputation is in tatters because of what we've recently learned about what they have done against him, here's what the Democrat, Nadler, throws out a softball question to the FBI, the new FBI director, Christopher Wray.
Will you respond to this tweet by the president? Is the FBI's reputation in tatters?
Congressman, there is no shortage of opinions out there. What I can tell you is that the FBI that I see is tens of thousands of agents and analysts and staff working their tails off to keep Americans safe from the next terrorist attack, gang violence, child predators, spies from Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. The FBI that I see is tens of thousands of brave men and women who are working as hard as they can to keep people that they will never know safe from harm. The FBI that I see is people, decent people, committed to the highest principles of integrity and professionalism and respect.
Let's hold it right there, because, you know, the FBI that we see are the people at the top. And the people at the top are corrupt, just like J. Edgar Hoover. And the people at the top are politicized. And they are blackmailing people. They are violating the laws. They're letting a different legal standard happen to the people at the top of the political order. That's the FBI, Christopher Wray, that the rest of us see. And I know that there's good people in there who are actually protecting us against real crime. But who in the FBI will protect us against the political elite? And who will protect us against the politicized criminals at the top of the FBI? That's what we want to know. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we'll tell you about how the FBI director, the former one, McCabe, told his agents to lie about the Benghazi investigation. The good guys who wanted to do something were told by the corrupt criminal running it, lie about Benghazi.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We just heard Democrat Gerald Nadler use the opportunity to push back against President Trump, who said the FBI's reputation was in tatters. The new FBI director that he was throwing the softball question out to, Christopher Wray, said the FBI that he sees, that Christopher Wray sees, is an FBI of hardworking people who are trying to protect the American public. Well, I'm sure that exists, just like we had people at Scotland Yard who were trying to protect children from Jimmy Savile. But they kept getting shut down by their supervisors on top, the corrupt people on top, the people like Comey, the people like Mueller, and others. So here's another example we now find. After Comey was fired, the guy who took his place as interim director was the number two, FBI Director McCabe. And in the past, when he was deputy director, before he eventually became director for a while, GOP lawmakers have now come forward with new allegations not only of political bias at the FBI, but of McCabe telling the honest FBI agents underneath him to lie about the Benghazi investigation. This is something that came out from Representative Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida. He said he interviewed recently a retired FBI supervisor, one of the good guys, blowing the whistle on the corruption at the top. People like McCabe, whose wife was running for Senate, had a lot of ties to the Clintons, to Terry McAuliffe, who really is kind of like the adopted son or the nephew, I guess you could say, of Bill and Hillary. He donated a great deal of money to McCabe's wife, who was running for Senate at the time that McCabe was in charge of the investigation of Hillary Clinton. How is that all working out? Yeah, that little nice circular relationship there. But this retired FBI supervisor told Congressman DeSantis that he was instructed by deputy director at the time, Andrew McCabe, not to call the 2012 Benghazi attack an act of terrorism. The agent found the instruction concerning because his unit had gathered incontrovertible evidence showing a major al-Qaeda figure had directed the attack, and the information had already been briefed to President Obama. And so he says, two of our officers were killed in Benghazi by an al-Qaeda-like group. This is what Chelsea Clinton received from Hillary Clinton, the email that has now been exposed, because we have people like WikiLeaks getting that information. We see two of our officers, she said to her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, at the time. Two of our officers were killed in Benghazi by an al-Qaeda-like group. The ambassador, whom I handpicked, and a young communications officer. This is on temporary duty with a wife, two young children. Very hard day. I fear more of the same tomorrow. But we'll continue to lie about it. We'll tell people it was about the innocence of Mohammed, which is a YouTube video that nobody had seen. And then DeSantis said, what operational reason would there be to issue an edict to agents telling them, in the face of virtually conclusive evidence to the contrary, not to categorize the Benghazi attack as a result of terrorism? By placing the interests of the Obama administration, I would say Hillary Clinton especially, over the public's interests, the order is yet another data point highlighting the politicization of the FBI. Because to lie about the innocence of Muslims, to say that it was a reaction, spontaneous reaction to something that was on YouTube. They were triggered by the Islamophobia of some guy's little trashy film. And that's why this happened. And it wasn't a plan and so forth and so on. When she's emailing her daughter, telling her what is going on, when everybody knows that that is not what's going on, the FBI. And then her political cohort, who is deputy director of the FBI, McCabe, tells the real FBI agents, Don't say anything about that. Tell people it was something else. So Hillary Clinton goes on with this lie for political reasons. And when Andrew McCabe tells FBI agents to lie about this, it's for political reasons. Therefore, the FBI is, fill in the blank, politicized, right? It's very clear to everybody that this is the case. But it's also clear that we have given them tools like no government has had before. Our country was founded on a distrust and fear of the abuse of power that comes with the government. The government of all people, we should not be throwing away our restrictions on the way the government can act, because those restrictions are put there because people in power tend to be corrupted by that power. They tend to want to keep those perks and that money and that power that they have, and they'll do anything to you to keep it. That is a recognition of not only history, but human nature. And so that's why we have checks and balances at every level of government. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. That's why we have these prohibitions against the things that the government can do, which they now ignore all the time. And that's why you should be worried about the politicization of the FBI and especially of the surveillance services. So this guy, Peter Strzok, all the different things, 10,000 text messages sent between he and his mistress, who is also an FBI investigator, saying things like, God, Trump is a loathsome human, yet he may win the primary. And then saying, well, that'd be good for Hillary. I just saw my first Bernie Sanders bumper sticker, made me want to key that car, she said. To which Peter Strzok replied, well, he's an idiot like Trump. I guess they'll cancel each other out. And then another one, Sessions for Attorney General. Oh, no. Let's hope that he and Speaker Ryan fail and crash in a blaze of glory. And then as they were talking about the election, prior to the election, well, Hillary should win 100 million to 0. And then the key thing, I can protect our country at many levels, showing that he's willing to use his political bias as a weapon, you know, and use his office as a weapon to protect people for what he thinks should happen politically. Let's go to this clip from Trey Gowdy, examining, talking to Rod Rosenstein yesterday about what has been going on with this.
But when I go home to South Carolina this weekend, trust me when I tell you, no one is going to ask me about any of those issues. They're going to ask me, what in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it, the reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then, lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours.
Meeting with Fusion GPS. The bottom line is, he's saying we had, the whole reason we would have a special prosecutor is because we're concerned about bias. And look at the bias that we have with a special prosecutor. Let's take a look at the law. What law is a special prosecutor operating under? That expired in 1999. We have a special persecutor. And yes, he is incredibly biased, as you would expect. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Rod Rosenstein and Jim Jordan taking him on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. What it is exactly clear. And let me make it a little bit clearer for you. We just had Trey Gowdy talking to the Deputy Attorney General, who is now in charge of this persecution, the special persecutor, saying the whole reason to have a special counsel is to eliminate bias. And what have we got here? We've got incredible bias here on the part of Mueller. Here's another example of it. Mueller's right-hand man represented Hillary Clinton's IT staffer, the guy who installed her illegal server. He defended that. And not only did he defend it, but this guy, his name is Aaron Zebley. He is the special counsel Bob Mueller's right-hand man, as they say. He defended Hillary Clinton's IT staffer, Justin Cooper, a Bill Clinton aide who had installed the private illegal server in Clinton's Chappaqua home. This was a guy who went before the Senate Homeland Security Committee in 2015 and defended this accessory to Hillary Clinton's worst national security violations that we've ever had. And he was criticized by the committee, specifically called out in a letter saying your complete refusal to engage the committee in a discussion about how to further assuage your concerns. He stonewalled. He defended this guy that was with Hillary Clinton. He's the right-hand man of Bob Mueller. And then we have the ex-chief of the CIA now doing a mea culpa. CIA's Michael Morell, who was always very politicized throughout the election, he says, you know, maybe it wasn't a good idea for us to leak and to criticize a new president. Yeah, maybe it wasn't. Maybe he is going to do something if he gets somebody else there to help him in Washington. You've got a judge who has now recused himself from the Michael Flynn case. Is this because he was the one in the FISA court. He is a FISA judge. Is he the one who gave the search warrant? And here's a chain of events here, folks. We've got the dirty dossier that we have now learned was most likely funded by DNC. They're writing checks to the law firm that is writing checks to, we've seen the financial trail that is there. So we know that the DNC has funded this dirty dossier from the UK, former UK spy. And then they use that dirty dossier, the Obama administration does, to get a FISA warrant. They violate the law, revealing people who were surveilled on, but they get the permission to surveil on them, presumably, using the dirty dossier. That's what we need to find out. And then we have another Obama holdover, Sally Yates, who comes up with the fiction of the Logan Act. They use that to go in after Michael Flynn in a surprise interview and entrap him. The guy who does that is Peter Strzok, the diehard Hillary supporter. And then when you go to the Fusion GPS individuals, Bruce G. Orr, that was released last week, he was the guy that was not only meeting with Fusion GPS, but his wife worked with them. And she actually worked for Fusion GPS. And it isn't just the dirty dossier. Remember, they... Presumably, this is what we want to find out exactly, but it looks like the DNC-funded dirty dossier was used to get a FISA warrant. Are they now using another piece of fiction by Fusion GPS to expand the investigation, to go after Trump's financial, quote-unquote, crimes? Because, you know, that's what they can do. In a complicated situation, they can make a crime out of anything. A new report ties Fusion GPS to a flawed but sensational story that claimed nefarious ties between Trump organizations and a Russian bank. And this came out just before the election. This was dumped on people. And people looked at it and said it's phony. But that doesn't mean that people in the Mueller investigation will not get use that to get a search warrant. But the question is, do they even need to do that? Do they even have any oversight? Because we don't have a special prosecutor law on the books anymore. It expired 18 years ago. Let's go to Jim Jordan talking to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is presumably in charge of this. Maybe some of these congressmen ought to ask him, what are the rules? What is the process? Who do they report to? Who oversees them? What do they have to prove? What evidence of a crime do they have to investigate people? Or are they just investigating people they don't like, which is what we know is happening? But here's Jim Jordan with Rod Rosenstein.
If you guys paid Christopher Steele at the same time the Democrats in the Clinton campaign were paying, or if you took the dossier, dressed it all up, took it to the FISA court, and used that as the basis to get warrants... And now we have intent in this text message saying that there's another text message. My colleague referenced it earlier where Mr. Strzok says, I can protect our country at many levels. Says it with all the humility he could muster. I can protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was super agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious. I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president.
So the FBI is going to pick the next president.
Protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone. So it seems to me you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Orr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
Yes, Congressman, and I can assure you that I consider it very important to make sure the thorough review is done, and our Inspector General is doing a thorough review. That's how we found those text messages as part of that review.
Let me. You've given that answer like 15 times. Let me ask you this. Are you concerned? I mean, this is what a lot of Americans are believing right now, and I certainly do. That the Comey FBI and the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That's what everything points to. Think about what we've learned in the last several weeks. We first learned they paid for the dossier. Then we learned about Peter Strzok. And last week we learned about Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie. I mean, this is unbelievable. So what's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I I think it's important to understand, Congressman, we have an inspector general who has 500 employees and a $100 million budget, and this is what he does. He investigates allegations of misconduct.
So you're paying $100 million for this non-investigation, this persecution.
Is what turned up those text messages. It will also involve interviews of those persons and of other witnesses.
So we're looking forward to his report, and we've met with Mr. Horowitz, and we're anxiously awaiting that report. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that the country thinks we need a second special counsel. 20 members of this committee, the Judiciary Committee, with primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department, thinks we need a second special counsel. All kinds of senators think we need a special counsel. Fact pattern do you have to have? What kind of text message do you have to see before you say it's time for a second special counsel?
I want to assure you, Congressman, as I think the Attorney General explained, we take very seriously the concerns of 20 members of this committee or one member of this committee.
There you go. So you're not going to get any answers from these people, are you? The deep state is not going to answer your questions. I assure you that we're in charge here. Yes, we have an inspector general. He's got $100 million of taxpayer money to run this special persecution of Donald Trump, this politicized persecution. And we'll do what we think is appropriate. Maybe what they ought to do is start saying, tell us specifically, give us a written document outlining this process. What are the rules of, let's say, engagement, since this is kind of like a war, right? What are the rules of engagement where the Democrat deep state establishment is coming after the Trump administration with this political persecution? Tell us what that is. Because instead we just get this vague hand-waving, which, looking at this and looking at the congressman like Jim Jordan, I understand his frustration. Whenever you talk to the government at any level, you always get this, we've got everything under control. No, I can't really go into that in any detail. I'm sorry. No, that's you're not allowed to know that. You're just a congressman that was elected by the people. And, of course, since the people don't have really any stake in any of this, they're not really stakeholders. So you're just there. You're elected representative of the hoi poi, the non-stakeholders. I don't have to give you any answers. We're the government. We'll do whatever we please. When you go back and you look at these prejudicial emails, as Jim Jordan said, this guy, Peter Strzok, who saw himself as the super agent who is going to save the country from a Trump presidency by using his special powers at the FBI. When you go back and look at that, it's not really that big a deal, quite frankly, that Anderson Cooper has an anti-Trump tweet accusing Trump of being a pathetic loser after the Alabama election. It turns out that this was not a hack of Anderson Cooper's phone. No, this was actually his assistant tweeting from the assistant's phone. So evidently what he did was he gave him the keys to the Twitter account. But you don't think he knew the bias of this assistant who worked for Anderson Cooper? Of course he knew what that guy thought. All these people in the FBI and the Justice Department, they all know the bias. And again, Rod Rosenstein, the guy who is running this whole thing, has been in cahoots with Lynch, with Comey, with Mueller for a long time.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We were just talking about Anderson Cooper. Saying, I just woke up, found out someone gained access to my Twitter account. I haven't sent a tweet in days or replied to any tweets. We're looking into how this happened. So did he just wake up to the fact that his assistant is vehemently anti-Trump? Yeah, that's how it really happened. He was not hacked, as he said. No, it was his assistant who tweeted out that Trump was a pathetic loser. But that's pretty mild when you look at what Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who was going to save the country from President Trump, what he was saying to his mistress as they were going back and forth about their political preferences. And then you look at USA Today. I wonder who was running their editorial board. They had no idea. The editorial board must have been hacked because they came out with some pretty amazing stuff. Will Trump's lows ever hit rock bottom? And they said, a president who would all but call Senator Gillibrand a whore is not fit to clean the toilets in Barack Obama's presidential library or to shine the shoes of George W. Bush. How's that for hatred? From USA Today. And, of course, this was something that White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders had dismissed this, said this was simply the president had used the same type of language against men in Congress. And, of course, so did P.J. O'Rourke. He wrote a whole book called Parliament of Horrors. And it was pretty much all men at the time. He wasn't making any reference to the fact that they're selling out and sexually. They're just political prostitutes. And that's what he was saying about Gillibrand, that she would come there begging for money. She would do anything for money. Of course she would. That's the way these people operate. President Trump has paid these people off. He knows in the past exactly what they will do for money. And that's one of the reasons that he said he wanted to run for president, was to stop that type of thing from happening. But the fact that they would say that Trump is, that they criticize Sarah Sanders, the White House spokesperson. They say when she said people's minds are in the gutter, why do you think she would say that? Would it be because you had Chelsea Handler calling her a whore? Does USA Today have a problem with that or with the press corps and the way they treat Sarah Sanders? No, they don't. You know, the projection of Chelsea Handler doing the kinds of things that a normal person would not even imagine. She actually does it. She does it, she says, because she wants to be famous, she wants to make money, she wants her show to be successful, and that's what Hollywood gives us. But then when President Trump simply calls out Gillibrand for being a political hypocrite, a political prostitute who will do anything to get contributions, but now comes after him and criticizing him, then they say, well, he's not fit to clean the toilets of President Obama's presidential library. You know, the one that he spent $500 million on? I would think it's got self-cleaning toilets for that kind of money. That is the scandal. But you're not going to see USA Today talking about his presidential library with $500 million. That's the real scandal. As Nikki Haley criticized President Trump as well, this is part of the Me 2.0. Roger Stone said that Nikki Haley stuck a knife in his back. Absolutely. You know, you got to get behind somebody before you can stick the knife in their back. Nikki Haley was an upfront about absolutely hating President Trump all through the campaign. She was a diehard never Trumper, which really amazed me to find her chosen as the UN ambassador. It's like, we got to get rid of Nikki Haley and the UN is really what should happen. But as Roger Stone said, he said, that he's warning President Trump about this because he says, I don't think the people around him are taking this seriously. He said, just on my back of the napkin tally, there's only two cabinet members that would not vote to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And he said, the people who don't know what is going on, the people who don't know about what Nikki Haley and these other people are up to are his lawyers. And that's why Roger Stone said, I hope I don't have to publish that book, but they're not taking it seriously. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You found it. It's the real from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the bias in the Mueller investigation, the special prosecutor that's been appointed. It's pointed out by Trey Gowdy saying, we have a special counsel because we wanted to get away from bias. But now we have a totally biased special counsel. And we can see this with all the people that are there. So we played for you the clips from Trey Gowdy, the clips from Jim Jordan. And of course, a non-response from Rod Rosenstein. I'm in charge here. I've got an inspector general who's got a $100 million budget. He's looking at all this stuff. We'll let you know if you need to get involved, but we're not going to reply to any of this stuff. And we're not going to take your direction as to where we should what we should investigate. Well, we've got this on our own. We don't need any input from you or the American public. You're just merely their representative, so you don't matter. I want to, before we move on to the Alabama aftermath, I want to just mention these stellar figures here. We've had Christopher Wray defending the FBI. We're not talking about the rank-and-file FBI members. We're talking about the people at top who tell the FBI rank-and-file lie about Benghazi, who cover up the investigations against people that they like and go after people they don't like politically. And a good example of this is James Comey. We pointed out before how FBI Director Comey was a board member for HSBC. It was also the bank of choice for the Clinton Foundation for drug cartels, like the Sinaloa drug cartel. They would El Chapo, everybody's upset about El Chapo. Well, as HSBC has been convicted twice, but never been given any significant penalties. Nobody ever went to jail. Not like the Volkswagen executives who supposedly cheated and lied to the EPA. They got a $4 billion fine, and they've got one executive who's going to be going to jail for 7 years. So, but what about HSBC that's been laundering money for the Sinaloa drug cartel? They gave them their own particular window. They had their own special window. That's how into drug laundering they were. We've talked to a whistleblower for HSBC who talked about after the first prosecution, they hired a bunch of people. They had software that would identify certain terms, certain places, certain people, or so forth. And then to defeat that, they would intentionally insert periods so you didn't notice that in the keyword searches. And they would hire people to be financial investigators like him, the whistleblower we talked to, that had absolutely no experience in this. They didn't want any of this stuff to be caught. So they got caught multiple times. On Monday, HSBC announced that its deferred prosecution agreement with the Obama Justice Department had expired, removing the threat of criminal prosecution for money laundering that had been hanging over the company for 5 years, and their stock surged. Because now that threat of anything happening to them, you know, it's like we're not really worried about people who launder money for Al-Qaeda and El Chapo. We're concerned about Volkswagen executives who make diesel engines. They're the people you need to lock up. Tells you where our government's priorities are, doesn't it? And it tells you where we get our FBI directors from. People who are on the board of directors of banks like that. Going back to October, there was yet another crime. They haven't been caught and convicted twice for money laundering. They were given a $1.9 billion fine. Again, a fraction of what Volkswagen got. They were given a $1.9 billion fine. Nobody went to jail. There were no additional fines. And when we look at what happened with this, the connections with all these people, it wasn't just Comey. It was also the law firm that was involved with HSBC. Sandy Berger, Loretta Lynch, Cheryl Mills, all these people. And it even held up the confirmation of Cheryl Lynch because of her connection with HSBC. They were very concerned about that. They were heavily involved in a LIBOR schedule scandal besides the money laundering. And back in October, they found an illegal trading scheme that had earned HSBC over $8 million in illegal profits. And they had a tape with one of the guys saying, "I think we got away with it." This is... As we pointed out before, HSBC, it was Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. I mean, they've been involved in the drug war going all the way back to the opium wars in China and so forth. That is the root of this. And it's the connection of people like Comey and Loretta Lynch that really should raise eyebrows. And now we've got another one. That was just on Monday. They said, well, we're not going to do anything more with these people. As many people pointed out, they were too big to jail. Too big to jail. Just like we've got banks that are too big to fail, they're also too big to jail. Today, we see that HSBC is again in the news for yet another crime. This isn't the one about LIBOR. This isn't the one about money laundering. This isn't the one about the illegal trading scheme. This is yet another one. The Daily Telegraph of London said last month two scam victims had been refused refunds from banks, despite police reports showing that the accounts had been opened using false details. And they have avoided prosecution always because they know the people at the top. And as they point out in this WND article, they said when Loretta Lynch was nominated by Obama, because it was already under Eric Holder that they got the too big to jail slap on the wrist, that they were given a pass. And so then they come in with Loretta Lynch for attorney general. And the Senate delayed her confirmation vote because they were concerned about her handling of HSBC because she was there at the Justice Department as well. She had signed this deferred prosecution agreement, which has just expired, which gave them a small fine of $1.9 billion. Small in the sense of what they had actually made there. And then agreed not to bring any criminal charges. So, that's the corruption in the Department of Justice. That's the corruption in the FBI. And that's why they're, apart from anything having to do with President Trump, that just adds to it. That should raise our concerns about what's going on there. Now, one of the things that people are talking about in the aftermath of the Alabama election is the fact that Roy Moore has not conceded. He has said that he's going to wait for this to be certified before he concedes. And that certification process, they say counties have to report the votes of people who voted absentee, military ballots from overseas, provisional ballots, write-in ballots, so forth. That has to be reported to the Secretary of State office by December the 22nd. At some point between December 26th and January the 3rd, all votes will go through a certification process, which brings up an interesting question. Because if you have any questions about how these votes look, as they're pointing out, when you vote and you sign a piece of paper, put it into the scanner, they said the pieces of paper are not saved. Pieces of paper are turned into digital voting records. And so there was an effort to stop those digital voting records from being destroyed. If you're going to certify the election, and if people are concerned in a very close election like this, wouldn't you think that you'd want to just keep those digital voting records? I mean, it's not costing you anything, right? Why the rush to destroy them is a good question, I think. And so they got a court order to do that. And then right away, you had a judge, the state Supreme Court, granted a stay of that order. So a lower court judge says, yeah, that's right. Save those. It's a close race. It's not going to be certified until December the 26th at the earliest. We've got a lot of people in the military that we haven't seen their votes. That could turn this into an automatic recount. We might want to take a look at these digital records. And then you've got a guy on the state Supreme Court judge who says, no, I'm going to put a stay on that rule. In other words, go ahead and destroy them. Please destroy those digital records so that we can't do anything about that. There you go. How's that? That's why we don't want to have these kind of digital elections. And so what's going to happen with this? Moving forward, we have Politico, a left-wing guy, saying the next senator from Alabama would make Bernie Sanders proud. The next senator from deep red Alabama supports Obamacare. He favors abortion rights, full term. Same-sex marriage. He believes young immigrants brought into the country as children should be allowed to stay. He opposes both President Trump's border wall and the Republican tax plan. That's what the voters of Alabama voted for, because they were gaslighted by a Washington Post-created scandal. Yeah. Not typical of the culture of Alabama, he says. Not at all. Stay with us. Be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now, because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Stacy Washington in this segment. She is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. She's host of Stacy on the Right, which is a show that's broadcast daily on Urban Family Talk at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll find her on Twitter, Stacy on the Right, and also her website, stacyontheright.com. I wanted to get you on, Stacy. Thank you for joining us. I wanted to talk about this article you had about the Cadillac tax at the beginning of the broadcast. I talked about $1 trillion of Obamacare taxes that are repealed if the House Bill 1628 goes through. I mean, they got taxes on health savings accounts. They got taxes on medical devices, prescription medicine, retiree prescription drugs, taxes on health insurance. I mean, the entire thing really ought to be called Obama tax, shouldn't it? But talk to us about the Cadillac tax.
Well, so in the Hill.com, my article, Let's Scrap the Cadillac Tax Before It Costs Americans Money and Their Lives, I recount a little bit of my complicated medical history and the fact that I've been able to survive all of the numerous tests and procedures and two surgeries. And the reason I was able to get through all of it is because the grace of God, first of all, and second of all, because my husband has a Cadillac tax or a Cadillac health insurance plan through his employer. Now, this was something that he negotiated. Obviously, all employees get a chance to kind of bargain and negotiate with their employers, and employers offer perks and benefits to health insurance plans to try to entice and retain good, talented employees. And so it's not really a Cadillac healthcare plan. It's really what I call a minivan healthcare plan. because we drive a minivan and we have kids living at home, and you know, my husband's income supports all of that. And so it's not just me. It's 175 million Americans who are in the same situation. And I hate the way that this was marketed. It was made to seem as if rich people have all of these healthcare benefits that they don't deserve, so they should be taxed, while the rest of us are scraping the bottom of the barrel. The truth is, most Americans who have employer-sponsored coverage have very good health insurance plans. And so this tax is something that Democrats don't even care to defend. Everyone is kind of running away from it, which is why I think it's a prime time for our elected members in the Congress, both houses, to rush through a repeal of the Cadillac tax. It's easy for them to do. They control all of government right now, and it would help Americans because employers are already making the changes, David. They're already anticipating the implementation in 2020, and they're already reducing the amount of benefits. They're increasing the co-pays, the amount of money that you have to pay in your deductible. And they're doing that so that they can stay below the threshold of $29,900 for a family of four and $10,900 for a single person in health insurance benefits.
Well, you know, when we go back and we look at this, this whole terminology, as you got in your article, they say a Cadillac plan, they define as something that was, quote, overly generous. And it's like, who gets to define what is overly generous? And we've got the Obamacare plan that is telling us that we have to have some single men have to have a maternity plan. They're forced to buy something that they're not going to be able to use. I mean, to me, that's overly generous. It's a giveaway. It's an overly generous mandate in favor of the insurance companies is what's happening with most of this stuff. But it's also, I think, the essence of this. And we see this from the Democrats. We see it from the left all the time. And that is ruling by creating envy of people. You know, they're the party of envy, really, aren't they? They're saying, these people over here, they've got a good insurance plan, so we need to tax that and take that away from them.
Right. So, first of all, David, let's start at the top. The people who passed the Affordable Care Act, the people who gave us Obamacare, they also gave themselves a waiver. Well, they didn't give it to themselves. President Obama gave them a waiver so that the increased costs that they experienced by being on Obamacare are all covered because they made themselves a group. So they are their own group. So the thing that we want most, which is to be able to gather together in groups.
Or let me interject here. As George Carlin would say, they made themselves a club and you ain't in it, right?
Right. And David, are you in it?
I'm not in that club, no.
I'm not in it. Kids aren't in it. We even have a dog. He's not in it. So I really want Americans to understand when you're reading this story, there's so many other women like me out there who've had, you know, surgeries, men who've had surgeries, children who've had surgeries, and their lives have been saved by these fantastic plans. We're talking about $250,000 of health insurance benefits that were spent on me testing, misdiagnosing, retesting, and then solving my medical problem. And an Obamacare plan never would have allowed me to go through all of that. And so I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be able to talk about this subject. But I also want people to understand that this isn't something that you're going to see a huge fight over. Yes, it dismantles Obamacare, but it's a part of Obamacare that we were lied to about. Barack Obama told us that rich people had benefits that needed to be taxed, but what he meant was you have benefits that need to be taxed to pay for this tiny sliver of Americans who don't have health insurance. So instead of taking care of that tiny sliver, they want to destroy health insurance for all of us. And that's what the Cadillac...
That's the essence of it. Yes, you hit the nail right there. And again, it's a policy based on envy. Oh, we're going to help the poor people here by destroying the middle class. Yeah. They could have just helped the poor people over there, but instead they had to destroy our health care. And people who are responsible are seeing these 40-50%. You're talking about how this hits the middle class because of the inflation that we're seeing in health care premiums. People, in many cases, are paying more for their health care than they are for their home mortgage. And that's going to continue to go. And as you point out, by 2020, they're going to put a 40% levy on these plans. And because of the inflation that we're seeing rapidly happen through these insurance plans, that's going to affect a lot of people in the middle class because of that inflation.
Well, and also, remember, we have Medicaid and Medicare for the elderly and for the poverty-stricken, and then we have everybody else who's in the middle. So Obamacare was supposed to take care of the people who have no health insurance and or they have limited plans, and instead, it was really like a trick move by the Democrats to destroy all health care and force us onto single payer as a nation, which, again, if we had single payer, if I had VA health insurance, wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now because those kinds of plans don't cover the kind of care that I received. Just an example, there are more CT scanning machines in one center, the tower at Barnes Medical Center here in St. Louis. There are more CT machines in that tower than there are in whole provinces in Canada. The reason they have government single payer, we have an innovative free market that is the world-class leader in, you know, advanced technology, medical treatments, and the creative genius that is everything that has to do with America. I mean, I can't say enough about it. We're talking about the very best of the best, the brightest people and their ideas and ingenuity, their machines and creative things they created to diagnose what's going on with us. That happens in America. That's why Canadians come to America for their health insurance. That's why, Brits, people from the United Kingdom, travel to the United States for surgery and treatment because we have the best here. So we need to dismantle Obamacare. And I understand they're going to repeal.
We got to take a quick break. We'll talk about this on the other side. But of course, people like Doug Jones have said Obamacare was never meant to be perfect. It's just a process. It's a process to take us to a single payer system like they have in Canada or in the UK where the government runs all of your health care. The problem with health care in this country is not that we had a market. The problem is that we didn't have a market before this. The government had already intruded into that market. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll talk about some other issues, fallout from the election perhaps, and also the Me Too movement with Stacey Washington. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Stacey Washington. Her show is Stacey on the Right. You can find her on Twitter on Stacey on the Right. Also, StaceyOnTheRight.com. We're talking about her article saying that we need to repeal the Cadillac tax that has been put on healthcare plans that people in Washington have described as overly generous. If you've got an overly generous healthcare plan, we're going to take that away from you because we're the government and we know better. We're fair. And so the title of the article is Let's Scrap the Cadillac Tax Before Americans Start Paying in Money and Lives. Stacey, do you know that this is being discussed as to whether or not this is going to be part of the American Healthcare Act, House Bill 1628 that just passed? Did they put that in there, or is this something they're still fighting on?
This is something that we're trying to draw attention to. So that part of the reason that I wrote this piece, and you can go to Twitter and type in Fight the 40, and you'll see a lot of us kind of banding together to try to bring this up as an issue. It's why I was so grateful that you're having me on the program today. We're asking people to just call their congressperson, call your senator, tell them that we need more co-sponsors for the bill to repeal this, and we need all of them to agree to get rid of this tax. It should be a bipartisan issue. This shouldn't be an issue of right or left. It should be 175 million Americans who have health insurance plans, you know, sponsored by their employer. That's a no-brainer. Everyone should want to get rid of that. Oh, yeah, you have a fantastic graphic up right now. Go there, retweet what they're doing, and also call. I know sometimes when you hear someone say, call your senator, you think, They don't pay attention to that anymore. They do. Their offices log those calls. They keep track
of them.
And when they see lot of movement on an issue, they understand that their constituents are motivated and they want to do the kind of things that we're looking for because we're going into 2018 and that's the new election cycle. So, you know, they're
going. It's very important. You don't have to try to persuade them about this. You just need to make it clear. I'm calling because I oppose this or I support that or whatever. And then they log that and they do look at those tallies. They're not going to pay attention to your argument. They're not going to be persuaded except by the numbers of people who call. So if you log in, that's important. And we say fight the 40, you're talking about a 40% tax on healthcare programs that they think are overly generous. And that's going to take place in 2020. And they have not indexed, amount. So we've seen rapid inflation in healthcare insurance policy. So they put this fixed amount, say, well, if you got an insurance policy, a healthcare plan that's valued at more than $10,800 for individuals or so forth, they're going to put a 40% tax on that for people to make it go up even faster. And we've already got healthcare going up faster than a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And no end for that bubble.
Wait for the bubble on that. Don't ask me about Bitcoin. I don't know enough to even have a conversation. But I'll say this, David. You're so right about the call. So when you call, you don't have to have a script prepared. You don't even need to have the article in front of you. Just say, I'm so-and-so, I live in the district, or, you know, my address is, and I oppose the Cadillac tax, and I'm calling to ask for its repeal. And they might take your phone number, they might not, they might just say, okay, thanks for calling. All they're doing is logging in that you called, so you don't have to try to convince the person who answered. The other thing is, what's so important about this to understand is that without us putting the pressure on them, they're going to move on to other things. After they pass tax reform, they'll hopefully repeal the individual mandate as a part of that package, and then they'll move on to the other items in their agenda. This is something that we have to draw attention to, and those phone calls will get that done. Also, you know, they pay attention to Twitter. They're really connected to what we do on Twitter, so that's why it's important to retweet. If you're on Twitter or if you're on Facebook, you know, post the link and say, I care about this. I don't want this tax anymore. And it's really hard right now for the Democrats to defend the Cadillac tax. In light of everything we're learning about them, their sexual harassment payouts, they're so mired down in trying to defend themselves that they don't have time to defend this, which makes it a prime time to get rid of it.
Well, and I think we need to make sure that people understand that it is a tax. You know, as I pointed out with this list of Obamacare taxes that are in that bill, these taxes that right here, those alone total over $1 trillion. And Obama campaigned saying he would absolutely not raise taxes on any American earning less than $250,000. Well, that's a lie because the Supreme Court said to give this legal authorization, they said this is a tax. Mm-hmm. And so it is a tax. It's more than $1 trillion just with these. And that's not including what is going to be coming on with this 40% tax on quote unquote Cadillac healthcare plans.
That's right. And I guess David, there's been times where I've thought about this. You know how you'll be washing dishes or doing something mindless and something pops into your mind. And this subject has popped into my mind numerous times over the past year where I don't understand anyone. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're a Bernie Sanders socialist. I don't understand anyone saying you have good health insurance and I'm going to take that away from you. I mean, if you've ever been sick before, you know how hard it is already just to be sick, but to also worry about how you're going to pay for it, to have your family members going bankrupt trying to pay for your health insurance to keep you alive, it's unconscionable. It's the kind of stuff that you think you're probably going to burn in hell for doing this, and I won't get to see it because I'm not going to be in hell. But geez, like, what kind of people put a tax on something that can save your life?
That's right. Instead of saying, you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan, he says, you like your health plan? I think it's overly generous. I'm going to take it away. I'm going to put a 40% tax on your health care plan over and above all the other taxes. And that's the thing, Stacey. You know, when you look at this, and we look at people who are being responsible, who have health insurance, or maybe they've got it through their employer, or they took it out on their own. One of the things that he taxed was health savings accounts. Yes. People who don't have an employer who gives them health care. And they would do the right thing by setting money aside for an emergency. They withdraw it. They get a tax on the money that they set aside. I mean, how perverse is that? And how wrong is that? You're talking about, you know, people burning in hell for this. I think that's horrible. If they wanted to help people afford health care, then what they would do is not punish them for saving money towards their health emergencies, and they would also give us, let's say, an income tax deduction so we could pay for our health care or even our health insurance before we send that money to Washington. But they take that out of the tax plans by putting these really high limits before you can even start to take a deduction. And then, of course, it's whatever marginal rate you're in. If it's 20 or 30%, then you get 20 or 30% of that they allow you to take out. I mean, they don't help us at all. They take the money and then they dole it back to us like children on allowance.
Well, David, you make an excellent point there about the HSAs. We have an HSA. I don't know anyone in our immediate circle of friends. I'd say I don't know anybody who doesn't have an HSA right now, because if your deductible is $7,000, you need that HSA to set money aside on a monthly basis to make sure that you can cover your deductible if you get sick. It doesn't matter if your deductible is $7,000 if you only do preventative care all year and nobody in your family gets sick. But the minute you need a test, a CT is around $1,900 here in this area, then you're not going to want to come into your grocery money for that or your regular emergency fund for that. You want to take that money out of your HSA, and it shouldn't be taxed. You pay for the procedure. It's a covered thing. If you need to take money out of your HSA for an emergency that's not health related, then you get taxed on that. That's a part of the bargain. But to add an additional tax on HSAs is basically saying, hey, I know you're really responsible. I'm going to punish you with a tax. You know, Merry Christmas.
Or you're talking about people who need help. You know, they're always talking about how we got to help poor people. We got to help people who don't have much money. Retirees, prescription drugs, they tax that. Tax medical devices and so forth. Yeah. You're going to, you know, it doesn't make it affordable. And his legacy is not Obamacare. His legacy is Obama tax. Just with these taxes, $1 trillion. That's the real legacy of Obama and the Democrat Party is taxes. And that's really what we ought to start calling it, because there is no health care and it's not affordable. So let's just call it the Obama tax.
That's all. I called it that right after the Supreme Court ruled that it was a tax. I started calling it Obama tax. And I had a lot of people tell me that I was heartless because we have employer-sponsored insurance. And I don't understand how it is to be a sole proprietor or a small business owner and not have access to the same kinds of plans. And that is just crap. I do understand that. But what I'm looking for here is for them not to tax things that we need, and they should just leave us alone. Like, this is the mantra, isn't it, David? This is our mantra. Leave us alone. Just do the stuff that the Constitution tells you to do, like the defense, the border, you know, roads, bridges, and leave ourselves.
That type of thing. Yeah, that would be a nice change, wouldn't it, to leave us alone. Yeah. Of course, they create these perverse incentives saying you can't deduct these things unless you've got an employer. We'll be right back with Stacey Washington. Stay with us.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your inner cellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Stacey Washington. I want to get her take on what's going on with Me Too, or as I should say now, Me 2.0, as they're reviving these charges against President Trump. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off on a wide variety of our most popular products, things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, all those, 50% off. And we've got a couple of new products, Cell Force and Alpha Power. Both of those, 50% off as an introductory price. Take a look at the items we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our massive Christmas savings. All right. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much for supporting us throughout the year. Let's go back to Stacy Washington. Stacy, what do you think about this Me Too movement, especially as we see it in the last week, turning against President Trump with the criticisms of Gillibrand saying, oh, you can't criticize her. If you do, we're going to say that you are a misogynist. Maybe they'll start calling everybody that criticizes a female politician a rapist, because we see if you criticize them and disagree with the left on other policies, they typically call you a racist. So are we going to see everybody being called a rapist if we disagree with female Democrats?
Well, first of all, I am a racist too. I don't know if you know this or not, David, but you and I are in great company. David and Stacy, a couple of racists. Never mind that I'm black. You know, it's just that's irrelevant, because to the left, they are excellent at those Solilinsky tactics of labeling and shaming the enemy and changing the conversation and making it about what you've done wrong or who you are as a demographic, as opposed to the policies where they fail 100%. So on this Me Too movement, I want to be clear, I've been sexually harassed before, so I know how damaging this can be to a person's psyche, and it's wrong no matter who's doing it. But there are a lot of different avenues here. It's like we take something that's a multifaceted issue, and the Democrats just want to boil it down and make it seem like it's as simple as an apple. Well, even apples are kind of complex structurally, so let's unpack this thing. Okay, David, with the president, the claims against him, in my opinion, have already been adjudicated, because they came out before he was elected. He was then elected. Right. It's over. So I'm not entertaining any discussion on whether or not someone was harassed by the president. In addition to the fact that I think it's ridiculous for you to think that if you're on a date with a man and he tries to kiss you, that that's sexual harassment. If you're on a date with a man and he doesn't try to kiss you, that date did not go well. So, I mean, and I'm saying with a married woman, you know, I dated before. I dated my husband. So I kind of know what a successful date looks like, and I know what the unsuccessful ones look like. So,
well, they're trying to criminalize any heterosexual relationships here. I read earlier this editorial from USA Today where they're talking about Star Wars, Anakin Skywalker. Before he becomes Darth Vader, they're saying he was toxic and a misogynistic predator, because he said to Princess Amidala, a day hasn't gone by when I haven't thought of you. He says, that's just plain creepy. What's creepy about that? I mean, that most women would take that as a compliment, but they're redefining the relationships between the sexes at a very fundamental level when you go back and you start saying this kind of stuff about Star Wars. I mean, they're serious about this.
Yeah,
it's a joke, but they're serious.
We have to be serious, just as serious, about talking to our kids about this and teaching them what appropriate behavior is. So we teach our kids to keep their hands and feet to themselves. We should teach our sons what sexual harassment is and what it isn't. We should also teach our sons how to spot a good, kind-hearted, quality young woman, as opposed to these social justice warriors who are running the Me Too movement. So this is where you have to kind of, you know, I'm one of the main ones, guilty as charged. Put your phone down and get in your kids' faces. And I don't mean in an aggressive way, but in a way where you're talking about sex, they're going to be interested. They want to know what you think about that. Talk to them. Be honest with them. Share the story of how you and your spouse got together, or some of your less than ideal dating situations, so kids can understand. Otherwise, they're getting their information from these lunatics, and they're going to be thinking that things that are normal. You know, my husband said the same thing to me many times. When he was deployed in Italy and he and I were dating, he used to write me letters and tell me how he didn't go an hour without thinking about me while he was working in Italy and I was back here in the States in Florida on the base where we were both assigned. And
that's
I thought that was fantastic.
I have to say, me too.
Yeah.
You know, any normal woman wants to hear that. I mean, the thing that a woman wants to hear is, I love you. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, oh, that's creepy.
No.
That's above the, you know, that's something that ought to be outlawed in these new rules that they're creating for everybody.
You know, a lot of young women right now are complaining about the quality of the men who are available, men who like to game, men who make $60,000 or $70,000 a year, but they live in a condo and they eat pizza every night and they game all evening and they only seek out women for sexual gratification. And so young women, millennial women, are complaining about that. And in response to that, instead of basically bringing on a new renaissance of relationship building, they're slamming the door shut in the few guys who are interested in women, the few guys who are out there looking for a relationship. They're slamming the door shut in their faces. And there's the rise of these sex dolls, which to me is quite disturbing. So, you know, this is all not happening separate from each other. It happens together in a maelstrom. And when you let the nincompoops be in charge, you let the nincompoops run social policy and the discussions of what's important in our day, this is what you get. We've got to take this conversation back. We have Representative Dan Johnson in Kentucky accused of molesting a 17-year-old girl as a pastor outside of his duties as a state representative. He's killed himself, shot himself under the chin on a bridge because of the allegations. This guilty because you've been accused thing, we've got to see this. We have due process in this country, and women have to be responsible too. I know how difficult it is to bring up something that is uncomfortable, that something you're accusing someone of doing something to you. But if you wait 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, please don't expect me to believe you. Not because I don't believe women, but because there has to be a limit to what you can do to a person. You let them get away with it. This is what you're saying. Let them live their life publicly as an elected official for decades, and then all of a sudden you want to say something? I just don't buy it. So I understand there are circumstances. The Harvey Weinstein thing is kind of the poster child for women who did speak up and were ignored or were bullied into silence. But that's not the same accusation that's being leveled against the president and some of these other individuals. So, you know,
It's Hollywood that gave us the sexual revolution, that told us that there were no rules for anything, and just let their perverted imaginations run wild. Harvey Weinstein was saying, hey, Roman Polanski, he's true to his art. He ought to be allowed back. He's paid for his so-called crimes. Yep. His so-called crimes. So it's those people who sold us the sexual revolution and put it in every one of their movies and everything. Now they flip the narrative just like that and say, now we've got sexual revulsion and we don't want to have any relationships, especially heterosexual ones. You're not allowed to talk to women at all, because anything that you say, you ask a woman who is 18 years old out for a date when you're in the mall, and that is now creepy, and that is signs of a pervert. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they were throwing in the Alabama stuff. I mean, they had some legitimate charges that were a he said, she said, but then they threw out all this other stuff that really rises to what we're looking at, the level of what we're looking at with this nonsense about Star Wars from this USA Today editorial.
Well, so one of the allegations that has been brought forward against President Trump is that when he was running the Miss Universe pageant, I guess it was, he had access to the women's dressing rooms, and he would go in, and he, you know, he bragged about inspecting it. And so my question is, how is that any different than the push to allow women into the male locker rooms on the NFL and in the NBA? Remember, we were told women have to be allowed in there, even if the men are uncomfortable, because that's a workplace. And so if they're running around nude and there's a woman in there, that's their fault. That's their problem, because it's a workplace. So if that applies for them, for women, then why doesn't it apply for men? I'm not saying I'm comfortable with either situation.
That's right. It's just a double standard.
Yeah.
Just, and these are also the same people who are pushing for the transgender bathrooms and saying, look, if President Trump had put on a dress, it would have been okay. Right? Yeah. You know, and that's what they're selling everybody else. Without our consent, for a small minority, they want to put women at risk. We have separate bathrooms because we're trying to minimize sexual predators in a private area like that being able to get to women and children. That's why we had it. It's not to, it's to protect women and children.
So I love the people who do your graphics. I mean, your show's fantastic. As we talk, the graphics fly up. It's exactly what you just said.
They're fast.
I'm telling you that they do not have the ability to fully encompass everything that they think at the same time. You cannot believe that it's okay for women to be in the locker room with a bunch of naked men doing interviews and not think it's okay for Donald Trump to go in and inspect while the women are changing in these beauty pageants. And remember, if you know anything about modeling, models change clothes in rooms where men and women are present, because some of the men are the ones who help dress them so they can change clothes faster so they can get back out on the catwalk. So this is not a situation in America where people aren't in the workplace and there's no place where you can see another person nude at work. It's just
Right. Yeah. It's like a locker room environment. It's like, you know, where the models are and that sort of thing. That happens all the time. And the thing that bothers me more than anything is the transgender bathroom situation. But that has to be forced on us at the point of a gun. Thank you so much for joining us. Stacy Washington, you can find her on Twitter, Stacy on the Right. Also, StacyOnTheRight.com. Her show airs on the Urban Family Talk radio network at 3 p.m. Eastern. And that's it for our radio show today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.